Some residents of Western Equatoria State Capital, Yambio, say they can now access services at the town's hospital that has been struggling with lack of medicine and trained medical personnel. Rejoice Kamis is one of the residents who visited the hospital this week. She says she has seen changes at Yambio Hospital.
My child had no blood. It was only 3.0. But when we reached the hospital, the doctors had to admit him and started treating him. Blood was immediately donated to him for the time we have spent here. The doctors are supervising his condition day and night. I really appreciate their effort. That is why my child is now alive. If not because of them, he could have died since. His treatment has never one day missed.
The Yambio State Hospital Administrator John Peter Sangana confirmed to this program that there has been difficulties in the previous times, but currently the hospital is operating very well without any problem because they managed to receive some consignment from the national government, which has enabled them to work.
So as per now, at least most of the departments are getting some services. A month ago, we also received some supplies from the national government and then the support also from CMMB, the malaria drugs, all that one. The key areas, that is maternity, and then pediatric, that is the children's ward, and then operation room. At least the services are going, even in the lab. At least we have received some reagents, though it is not 100%. At least there is a basic service on the ground.
The hospital's administrator says last year the only ambulance at Yambio Hospital broke down. Power generators had no fuel and the services in the theater, maternity and pediatric wards were limited. John says he can see a remarkable improvement at the hospital this year.
In the maternity also, at least there is improvement in the delivery, so the number is increasing. So at least in the hospital, there is a 1-2-3 movement.
He, however, encouraged the community of Yambio and Western Equatoria State to stop listening to misinformation about the hospital and take up for the health services whenever they are unhealthy. Earlier this year, Western Equatoria Health Minister James Abdallah said Yambio Hospital was grappling with a dire shortage of staff to attend to the increasing number of patients diagnosed with diarrhea and malaria. For VOA News, I am Matias Samuel Timatio in Yambio.